views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. With me today is the amazing Countess Starella. Hello, Countess.
Hello, John, and hello to our fabulous listeners. We are so honored to have all of you.
We are indeed. And this is Psychic World, and just let me tell you what Psychic World is really all about. It's really all about you, your hope, your dreams, your aims, ambitions, and aspirations. We'd like you to call in and speak to us. Do please make that call. You can speak to me direct. It's John G. Sutton. Or you can speak to the amazing Countess Starella. And the number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. And we've got a little special subject today, haven't we, Countess?
Oh, yes, we do. Something that we both know quite a bit about.
Quite a bit about, really. Yeah, when you consider that I've been experiencing such phenomena since I was a child. And you know plenty about, because the subject today is haunted houses. And both you and I, Countess, have been to numerous haunted houses. In fact, the first haunted house that I recall was when I was only a child of about four, and it was my grandparents' house, and they lived in the shadow of a place called Pendle Hill in a little village called Falridge. And it's notorious in that area for witchcraft. Not that my grandparents practice witchcraft, certainly didn't to the best of my knowledge. But they lived in a 17th century cottage, which the walls were about 4 or 5 foot thick, great big solid stone walls. And it had a cellar to it, which used to be used in centuries gone by for hand loom weaving. This is before the Industrial Revolution. And as a child of about four, I used to play in the cellar, and I kept hearing a voice from the shadows talking to me. And the voice was speaking to me and said its name was Sammy. Well, I told my grandpa, "Oh, Sammy's down here. Don't talk about that. Don't mention that." They weren't very keen on that. It transpired when I became an adult that the house that they lived in used to be used by the local postman, and his name was Sammy Tuppy, and he lived in that house, and he'd been haunting it and disturbing them for all the time that they'd been there. So my first experience of a haunted house was as a child at the age of four in a little village called Falridge. What about you, Countess?
Oh, my, many happy memories. The first was the sister of my grandfather, who was a great lady, with a huge mansion with double winding staircases going up as you entered. And some of the old spirits that lived there before her, we think one was an actual Native American princess. And the kids always could feel these strange movements and shadowy creatures roaming around. This is in Louisiana, not too far from New Orleans. Oh, what an interesting thing to grow up with. Then there was another fascinating one. We had a camp on a little island off of New Orleans called Grand Isle. And there was an old sailor's house that the kids used to sneak into, Captain Henry. He was another fun one, a prankster, a fun-loving ghost.
I like the fun-loving ghosts. There's one in our house at the moment that keeps moving my wife's handbag. I get the blame for this. Yeah, why does the ghost need my money?
No.
Seriously. My wife Mary says to me, why does the ghost need my money? What have you done with my handbag? I haven't touched your handbag, darling. Honestly, it's not me. I've been working in the office. You're having me, Ollie, and it isn't me. There is a ghost in this house that delights in tormenting my wife and moving her handbag. And I'll tell you a strange story. We bought a brand new 50-inch television, flat screen. Oh, this is it. Great, wonderful. We're going to love this. We'd only had it about 6 months, and I saw a great white orb in the middle of the room, and it was drifting across the centre of the room. I said to Mary, look at this, look at this. And she couldn't see it. She couldn't see this. And it came straight across the room, went to the television, and disappeared inside the television.
Whoa!
And no sooner did it do that than the television started to change channels, and instead of speaking in English, it was emitting in polyglot, you know, many different languages all at once. So it was under guarantee, so I thought, it doesn't matter. There's obviously something gone wrong with it, so we'll phone them up. They came out, took it away, couldn't fix it. So, I mean, and this is an expensive television, like nearly £1,000, you know? They could not fix it. Now, if they couldn't fix it, there was something seriously amiss. So what they did was they gave us a voucher and we got another television that's worked perfectly since. But, of course, that didn't have a ghost in it. Has anything like that happened in your house?
Not quite as dramatic as that one. Not quite as dramatic, but I recall a few times during odd weather, like hurricane weather with strange barometric pressure, then we would really see them. And they seem to like some of these electronic devices for some reason, like the toaster would start jumping by itself, or the TV would kind of move a bit off the pedestal. Very strange.
It is. But I mean, I find that psychic powers are enhanced during certain weather storms.
Definitely.
And as a child, I always had a problem with wristwatches. They just would not work.
Yeah, I had the exact same issue. Couldn't keep watches moving.
They would stop or go backwards or change around. You know, it was ridiculous. You know, they bought me a number of watches. I'm sure they thought I was doing it deliberately when I was a child, you know, of age 11, 12. But it's round about that age that you're really active on the edge of puberty. And that's when people start talking about things like poltergeists coming into the house with telekinesis, which we'll talk about in the second part of this program, which is dedicated to haunted houses. So if you've got a haunted house out there and you want to call in and talk to us about it, please do. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. I am John G. Sutton. This is Psychic World, and with me is Countess Starella, and we're going to take a very short break, then we'll be back shortly. Speak to you then.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Hello there.
Welcome, guests.
Yeah, hello there. Yeah, welcome back. This is Psychic World with John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, you know a song about haunted houses, don't you?
Boy, do I know a song about haunted houses. I heard this song when I was a kid, and I thought it was one of the funniest things I had ever heard. And I'm going to just give you a little piece of it, because it's cute. Jerry Lee Lewis did it, too.
All right.
Jerry just Lee. Moved in my new house today. Move-in was hot, but it got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up my mind I was going to stay. Nothing was going to drive me away. When I seen something that gave me the creep. Had two big eyes and two big feet. I said, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm going to be right here and I ain't going to run. I bought this house and you know I'm the boss. Ain't no Hank going to run me off.
Ain't now no Hank going to run you off.
That word haint, that's an old slang for haunt.
Is it?
The haints are coming to get you.
The haints are coming to get you. Hauntings have been going back for centuries, you know, and there's a very famous poem about a haunted house. Would you like me to read it to you?
Well, I'd love it.
It's by Walter de la Mare, and it contains the immortal lines, is there anybody there? It's Walter de la Mare, The Listeners. Would you like to hear that, Countess?
Certainly.
Is there anybody there, said the traveller, knocking on the moonlit door? And his horse in the silence champed the grasses of the forest's ferny floor. And a bird flew up out of the turret above the traveller's head. And he smote upon the door a second time. Is there anybody there? He said. But no one descended to the traveller. No head from the leaf-fringed sill leaned over and looked into his grey eyes, where he stood perplexed and still, but only a host of phantom listeners that dwelt in the lone house then stood listening in the quiet of the moonlight to that voice from the world of men, stood thronging the faint moonbeams on the dark stair that goes down to the hemp. All, hearkening in an air, stared and shaken by the lonely traveller's call. And he felt in his heart their strangeness, their stillness answering his cry, while his horse moved, cropping the dark turf neath the starred and leafy sky. For he suddenly smote on the door, even louder, and lifted his head. Tell them I came. And no one answered that I kept my word, he said. Never the least stir made the listeners, though every word he spake fell echoing through the shadowiness of the still house from the one man left awake. Aye, they heard his step on the stirrup and the sound of iron on stone and how the silence surged softly backward when the plunging hoofs were gone. It's a nice poem, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely moving. Very, very intense and moving.
But very much so. And we were talking earlier about poltergeists. Yeah?
Mm.
Have you any experience of poltergeists? Because I certainly have.
Well, I find these experiences very unsettling, to say the least. My goodness, yes. Certain times, college dormitory, camping out, very weird, weird. Nearby houses, seen strange activities in nearby houses, always late night. What have you seen?
Well, the one terrifying experience, and it was terrifying for me, was whilst I was in the army, we decided we were going to have a very silly thing to do, which is play with a Ouija board. And the Ouija board said to one of my friends who was laid in bed laughing at us, it said, "This man will not laugh." So I said, "Hey, you better watch out. This is going to get you here." The Ouija board said, "You're not laugh." Anyway, it was his room that we were doing this thing in. So we came all back to bed. And the next morning, about 6:30 in the morning, he came banging on my door when I was sleeping. He said, "Have you seen what you've done to my room?" I said, "No, I haven't done anything to your room. I've been asleep all night since we left you." So I went with him to have a look, and it looked like a hurricane had hit it.
Wow.
The bed was twisted. The lockers were all upside down. All the contents were scattered around the room. He said, "I've spent the last 5 hours hiding under the mattress in the corner." He said, "After you left, it started banging and clattering, and I couldn't get out the door. The door was locked shut." He was terrified, this fella. And what we did then was we went to see the sergeant major, because I was only a young man, 18 years old. And we said, straight off, "Look, we've been very silly about this. We've been playing with a Ouija board. This is what happened." He said, "Oh, for goodness sake." He said, "Do you know what this place used to be, the barracks where we were?" He said, "This was the prison used by the Gestapo."
Oh, my God.
So you can imagine what we'd conjured up. And after that, what he did was he shut the room down and turned it into a storeroom, because it was right at the end of the block. He put it right at the end of the storeroom, and he then turned it so it was sealed up. But from that point on in time, what we were getting was a series of sounds in the night. It sounded like somebody dragging a large metal ball across the landing, and boom, boom, boom. It was terrifying noise to me. Yeah. So what I actually had to do then was I jumped out to say, "What the hell's going on?" There was nobody there. I could hear it. There was a man about 100 yards down the corridor. He could hear it. But there was only two of us in the whole block. There's probably 150, 200 soldiers in there. But very few of us could hear it. So that was my experience of a poltergeist. And it took absolutely ages to get rid of it. And it was quite terrifying. Have you had any experiences of poltergeist attacking like that?
Well, not quite that severe, but a close friend had a very eerie house on a lakefront. And we think the spirits of our grandparents would come in, and they would leave handprints on the mirrors, but so high that no one would have been able to reach that without a 10, 20-foot ladder. And they would leave little things that look like jewels in the corners. And she was a great jewel collector. So right. That was a fascinating experience there. The Livingston House was called.
So it wasn't exactly a poltergeist thing, but it was mysterious phenomena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have got a caller on the line, Countess.
Oh, wonderful.
Do you think we can listen to this caller? Let's see if we can listen. Can we speak to Heather, please?
Hi, John. Hi, Countess.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Heather. Yeah, you phoned up a long time ago and spoke to me quite a long time ago. I remember that, Heather, because tell me I'm right, if I remember this right. You live in Canada, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto.
You live in Toronto,
to
yeah?
Yeah.
And I remember I made some predictions for you. I said that you were going to meet a lover that was going to be slightly younger than you, and I remember you saying to me that you didn't believe it because you always liked lovers that were slightly older. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's
and
correct.
What happened?
Okay, so two things, actually. You told me I was going to meet someone younger now. She's 48, I'm 50, but still she's younger.
Yeah.
And you said it was going to happen in May, and I did, but I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. And then you also mentioned you told me I was going to get a job in June, and I got a call today, and today's only the, 12th, and they have a job for me. They have to go for the interview on Monday, and it's using
but this,
my...
Let me tell you this. Stop. This is going to use your skills. You've been training before, haven't you?
Yeah, and I was surprised because it will use... I'll be able to use... He said he wants to learn from me, which was shocking.
Right, but you've studied, haven't you? And you've got certain skills that involve working and helping people who are less fortunate because you're an articulate, intelligent, capable lady, and you are going to be able to do that, and you will be training people. Do you know that? Is that what he said to you?
Yeah. He wants me to... He said that to me on the phone this morning, and because I was a bit shocked because I'm not really into the administration skills, and he said, no, we're going to show you that, but he said, we need your social service skills because I don't have that. You can show us how to do that working with people. So I have to go for the interview on Monday, and I'm wondering if everything will be okay there.
I'm absolutely sure it will, but I have a quick word with my brilliant Countess Starella.
Oh, Heather, dear, it's so nice to hear your voice. You sound like you've got more balance and presence of mind and control in your life than ever before. I am totally optimistic about this job prospect, and I think if you can keep this feeling of self-worth, confidence, purpose, direction, many interesting things will happen to you this year. Some dreams come true. Just keep your mind focused on exactly what you would like to achieve, and great heavenly universe will bring these things to you. Sound wonderful.
It does sound wonderful, that Countess. It does.
And
let me tell you this, Heather, I can hear a name. I hear a name here. Now, it might not mean anything to you yet, but when you get into your new position and you're going to sail through this interview, believe me, you're going to sail through it. You're going to love it. I hear the name of Tony. His name might be Anthony, by the name of Tony. Does that currently mean anything to you?
Tony? No.
No, right, okay. Mark my words, it will. When you get in your new position, it will do it. You will end up training people, and you will be responsible for writing, you'll be responsible for writing like a training program. This is going to call on all your skills, and although they might interview for one job, you're going to end up with a much more senior job. So just... take that time and hold on there. Heather, will you hold on the line while we just take a quick break?
Sure.
Just stay there, Heather. We'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We saw flowers, birds in the sky,
children laughing to a lullaby.
There was peace at last for you and me at the top of the big fat tree.
I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see?
Hello there, it's John G. Sutton here, and you're back with Psychic World with myself and the amazing Countess. Can I please speak to Heather again?
Hi, John. Hi, Countess.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly.
Right, okay, well, I've got to tell you that what's happening now is all that's been predicted for you in the past is that you're going to work with your skills, you've been training, and you were almost on the edge of giving up hope. It is happening now. Heather, your time is right. You're going to have some beautiful weather this year, because I know you've had a very harsh winter in Canada, haven't you?
We have. The weather's nice right now, though.
Good.
You've got beautiful weather. Yeah, I know my uncle lives in Canada. He lives at a place called Madoc, Ontario. Do you know it?
Yeah, it's quite a ways from me, but I know where he is, yes.
Yeah, he says it's beautiful weather. He goes out fishing on the lake near there. So enjoy that. It's your year. This is your time. Do ring in again later this year and tell us that you've got your job. You're now a manager. You're training other people. You feel very fulfilled. And you've got yourself a nice new lover. And she is slightly younger than you, and I feel that you met her. Just have some faith there, Heather. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Heather. Is it possible to speak to Pavan?
Hello.
Hello, is that Pavan?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. A little bit faint, but that's because you're phoning from a long way away. Do you know a place called Pradesh?
Yes, it's the place where I live.
Oh, that would be why I'm hearing something about a place called Pradesh. That would be in a different country. That's not America, is it, though? That's India, isn't it?
Yes, it is India. And it's called Andhra Pradesh. It's a state in India.
It's a state in India. All right, I've never been to India. I do intend to go. Pavan, just let me to ask you to have a word with my friend, Countess Starella, yeah? And Countess Starella is going to have a look at something for you now, because I do feel, yeah, that you are on the edge of making a major breakthrough. But first of all, have a quick word with my friend, the Countess.
Hello, my dear. How's everything? How can we help you? What do you want to achieve right now?
Hello, Countess. It's good to talk to you. Actually, in my dream, I got a dream, it's like I was sailing on the boat in the sea, and I do not know what it is. I would like to know, is it talking something about the new ventures I'm taking or what it is? I would like to know the meaning of it.
This is a very remarkable and beautiful dream, and you should look at it as the doorway to success in endeavors that require courage and an adventurous spirit. Often this means something to be achieved in the realm of your dreams. I think it's partly to do with a business venture that will materialize and take off and bring you a kind of abundance and financial peace. And also, it is a contact with the beauty of nature. You remember that while you're in your earthly endeavors, you must have some time for yourself, especially if it's in a place where you can enjoy the beauty of nature. Sometimes the water message in being in a ship or a boat is transporting us into that space of inner peace where we can focus and concentrate on the things that we most wish to do. I feel extremely optimistic about this. It's a beautiful dream. I have this dream myself quite frequently. And often soon after, many doors begin to open. John, what do you think?
Well, I do. There is a certain literal translation to this dream, I feel, because you're going to be taking a journey overseas. So I feel that the dream, to a certain extent, is like a precognitive vision that you are sailing. But when you were experiencing this dream, Pavan, what was the water calm? Was the water? It wasn't stormy, no.
It was calm.
The fact that the water was calm and that you were sailing in the right direction indicates that this is a journey that you will make, and it's a journey in life that's going to lead to success. You're also a little bit worried about family members and their health, but let me tell you this, there is going to come a healing force that will help with that. And you have been praying today, haven't you?
Yes, I've been praying today.
You have been praying today. Well, whilst you were praying, there was a gentleman, an elderly gentleman with white hair, standing next to you, and he heard your prayers, and he's saying, do not worry, your prayers are going to be answered, Pavan. And as Countess Starella said, your dream is indicative of good fortune that is immediately ahead. Does all that make some sense?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in, Pavan. Well, we got calls from India. Thank you, Pavan. You're a wonderful caller there, yeah? And we've got other people on the line. But first of all, before we take our next caller, would you like me to sing you a song?
Do you want to serenade me, you romantic, chivalrous knight in shining armor?
Well, I'm going to sing to you. Are you ready?
All right, let me get organized.
Have you got a guitar there? You've not broken it, have you?
Sure, I do.
You've got a guitar, all that. Let's go for it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hit me with a chord. That's a chord. I've just been hit with it, folks. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Someday when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart.
Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you Just the way you look tonight.
Just the way
you look
tonight.
You were brilliant, Countess. Hey, an hour of rubbish. Countess, I think we've got to take a little break here. Are you ready, folks? We'll be back. You call in, folks. Right, we'll be back.
There was peace at last for you and me at the top of the big fat tree.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Galios Miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We saw people in foreign lands. They were happy and holding hands. Saw rivers running to the sea from the top of the big fat tree. We had struggled, the climb was tough. You helped me when I had enough. So yes, together there was you and me.
We had climbed the big fat tree. What about that then? Yeah, that's that was written by myself and my grandson, Aaron, and it was performed by Lois J. Bereen and Jack Wills, Big Fat Tree. You can get that. It's on Amazon, I believe, and it's on YouTube if you have a look, if you like that. Countess Starella, the remarkable Countess. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you personally.
You may find me at countessstarella.com. Or on Oranum, where I am every evening and almost every day. Live video chat. You can see the resplendent Countess who will solve all your problems, take the burdens of worry off your shoulders, and get you that life you deserve.
I'm calling in already.
All right.
Hello, is that Countess? It's John here.
Hello, John.
Countess, you do help a lot of people, I know, and I've seen your room. It's great fun, folks. Go and have a look at Oranum.com. The Countess Starella's there. Feathers, hula-hula skirts. She dances around the room. She sings. She's incredibly psychic, and she will help you. And if you want to speak to me direct, well, you can do that on psychicworld.net or you can get me through Arena. My name there is Psychic John G, and we have another caller. Is it possible to speak to Janelle, please?
Hello.
Hello, is that Janelle? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, John. Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
The first thing that comes to my mind is that you're not in the USA again. We've got another caller from outside. Have you had any reason to go to a place called Johannesburg?
Precisely. That's exactly where I am.
How about that then, eh? Am I incredible or what, Countess? Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah, Janelle, yeah. There is something I hear in your voice to do with business. Have you been thinking of running a business?
I've just started a business venture.
Oh, give me a break here.
Just hope.
You are going to be a success, but you've got to believe yourself. You've got to believe that you can do it. You keep doubting yourself, don't you?
I do. But how do I get rid of that doubt?
Look in the mirror every morning and say, I am looking at a winner here. I am not going to fail. And it will come to you what you've got to do. Because let me tell you this, if you actually believe in yourself, then the spirits will believe in you. God loves a trier. God doesn't want people who sit down there and say, well, I don't think I can do this, so I'll tell you what, I'm just going to continue doing what I do. And the next thing you know, you're in a rocking chair. In the meantime, what have you done with your life? You're doing something here. You're starting a business. You're going to get that. Have you been launching a new website as well, Janelle?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh, because that is going to be good.
A new website and a new...
Do tell
Sorry,
me what
I'm
it's called.
I'm trying to actually launch a... it's called Goodwill United, and we are trying to, we're putting together a campaign on a crowdfunding website where we're getting people involved in our project and giving back to communities at the same time.
Oh.
It's something marvelous that you're doing there. I'll have a quick word with the amazing Countess.
Dear, I want you to
feel today
like an empowered woman, as though everything you touch becomes successful. And part of the secret of keeping your self-esteem, self-confidence, self-worth at a balanced high. Surround yourself with people who believe in the project. And of course, you do. We have to do self-talk. I've been given many, many blessings, many gifts, and I am going to see my project through to fruition because it's such a beautiful idea. When I look at it, when I look at you, I feel like I'm seeing a princess who is given all the help that she needs from benevolent universe. And the mind sometimes sneaks in and tries to make us a little bit insecure about what's going on.
Yes.
That's why a few times a day, you must remind yourself, I am ready for this. I've created it. I can do it. And everyone I need to help me is going to be right here for me. I think it's wonderful. I'm so glad you called to share it with us.
Janelle,
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you to phone in. You've got a question about romance as well, haven't you?
I've got a question about relocation with my husband and my son.
Yeah.
I want to know, when is that happening? We've got our hearts set on it, and it just financially doesn't seem like we're heading there.
You will get there. You will get there. It takes a little bit of a while. The project that you're doing on is a lot of a charitable enterprise, but there will be money come from this. I feel that your husband... Yes. Has your husband applied for promotion?
My husband's also starting his own new business venture.
Right.
And he's trying to get work abroad to where we're trying to move to. So those are the two things happening for him at the moment.
Where do you want to go, Janelle? Where's your target city?
Abu Dhabi.
Oh, my. Well, we will just send some prayers and affirmations for this to materialize for you. I think it is part of the plan. But naturally, some things have to be completed where you are at this moment. So be focused, and I would just start making my plans because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It really is, Janelle. And this man, you still kiss him each day, don't you?
I do.
you do. It's still a romance. Very good. Thank you very much for calling in, Janelle. You'll be a success. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful guest. Thank you. Is it possible to speak to Cheryl, please? You've been on the line a little while, Cheryl, I know, waiting, but we've been a little bit busy. Are you there, Cheryl?
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
Right, Cheryl, have you had any reason to go to Washington?
I am in Seattle, yes.
Yeah, but I mean actually to the actual city of Washington. I don't know. You see, is it near there?
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
My son's a Boy Scout, and they are having a bike trip in Washington, D.C. next summer, not this summer. My husband's trying to talk me into going with him.
You will be going. I can tell you. I can see this thing to do with and they're going to cycle past the White House. Tell me I'm right, or do you not know?
I don't know. I don't have it scheduled. I've been telling him, have fun.
You are good. Just have a quick word with Countess Starmella, please.
Hello, beautiful. How can I help you today?
Hi, I am currently taking a class to become a life coach in a leave of the law of attraction. But I was planning on taking another class in the fall, which would last for another year, and I'm wondering if I would be overloading myself with the current class that I'm taking and its schedule to add something extra.
I think you could do it, but you want to ask yourself if the output of energy is going to be, you know, something that you can rejuvenate yourself with. Think this over. You could do it, and I think you could handle both of them, but if peace and free time is very valuable to you, then wait and do the other one after. I personally think you could handle it, but I want to recommend something because the law of attraction is so powerful. There's something out there called Orchestrating the Symphony of Ourselves, and I'm going to give you the website. It is a few steps beyond the law of attraction, and you might enjoy it. It's at www.dna-alphaomega.com. www.dna-alphaomega.com. This study course that you are on, Towards Life Coach with Spiritual Background, is truly your destiny calling. Don't you feel just thrilled and excited about it every time you think that you're actually going into this?
When you say it, yes, I do. And I'm doing it. So I'm working on those feelings. But when you say it, I get shivers all down and say, yes, I do. And I want to start crying.
Well, let me tell you, it's no accident that you landed in this room today. Because often when you connect to someone who literally sees this shining potential in you, who loves you the moment they meet you, you get a burst of energy that lasts a lifetime. And you can call on this feeling. Oh, my goodness. Starrell and John, they saw me. They met me. They knew that I was going to do the thing that I've always wanted. Life coach is part of my background as well. And I feel that the service we're doing is totally priceless. Remember,
and also let me tell you, Cheryl, yeah, you're going to do something to do with psychology. I don't know if your other course is psychology, but that is what you should be doing, yeah? And you will be studying that in the future. You won't stop learning. We never do. If you're determined to be a success, you're always learning. You will be. Thank you very much for calling in, Cheryl. Enjoy it. And when you go to Washington, D.C., you'll be stood watching your son cycle past the White House. Mark my words. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, Countess, and it's been great fun. Haven't you enjoyed it?
The best day of my life, no question.
The best day of your life today.
This is it.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with the Countess, it's Countess Starrella on Arainham.com. You can get me there. It's Psychic John G, or you can get me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. This is Psychic World with Countess Starrella and John G. Sutton. Thank you very much. We'll no doubt speak again.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starrella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the
field of paranormal studies, Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.